To a familiar passage of scripture, Psalms. We want to look at the 34th number of Psalms, Psalms 34. And we want to look at and read verse 8. Psalms 34, verse 8. When you found it, please say amen.
Amen.
And the word of God reads on this wise, O taste and see that the Lord is good. And blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O taste and see that the Lord is good. And blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And this morning we want to use for a subject, it's time to get in the buffet line. It's time to get in the buffet line.
Right.
Maybe seated in the presence of God. The psalmist here tells us to always seems like an invitation that says, I want you to come and I want you to taste of God. Because he's good. And as we thought and studied over this passage, we just thought about that all over America, people flock to the buffets to curb their hunger and appetites. And every town that you go in, you're able to find some type of restaurant that carries a buffet. And to bring you up to historical points, in 1947, a group of restaurants opened up by the name Big Boys, later to be named Shoney's. And Shoney's has prided itself in a breakfast buffet that features things like eggs and biscuits and bacon and sausage, even ham, and people flock there every day. And they feel themselves to the point of not being able to eat another bite. Then in 1973, a restaurant by the name of Golden Corral went into business in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And they began a tradition of starting a restaurant that had great tasting food with friendly service, and they said it's even a good value for the price. And 37 years later, Golden Corral still boasts that same tradition, that it has the best buffet in town and the best grill available anywhere. And that buffet will contain foods like hot meat options, pasta, pizza, fresh vegetable, salad bar, and you can even go in and have your steak cooked to your desire. And people flock here for the great flavor, for the juiciness and all the grill orders. And their buffet will even include items like chicken and pork and salmon and steaks and burgers and sausage, just keep going on and on. Now I got your attention. Because see, we focus a lot of times on food. And the pangs of hunger will wake up your stomach. And this morning I'm praying that somebody is hungering to get in the buffet line. And although Golden Corral can fill your body with food that will enhance your body's performance, I can read in the Gospel of Matthew and Luke where it says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So there is something else that God wants to give us that will satisfy your appetite. there is something else that God will give us that will quench your thirst. There is something else that goes beyond the point of breakfast, lunch, and dinner that God wants to lay out in front of us and allow us to take in as much as possible. And he wants us to eat till we can't take another bite. And I just want to ask you this morning, are you ready to get in the buffet line? See, what I enjoy most about the fact that of a buffet is that a buffet offers me a variety of food. And when I get there, I can choose what I want to eat. See, I'm not restricted to certain diets. See, if I go to KFC, about the only thing I can get is some chicken. If I go to Burger King, still I'm limited, even though they say I can have it my way. The only thing I can get is a burger, maybe a piece of fish. But see, you don't want to eat fish from folk that specialize in cooking hamburgers. And if I wanted the chicken, I would have stayed at KFC. But now think about when I go to this buffet, I'm blessed with many different choices that can meet whatever my taste buds desire, whatever I'm in the mood for. And when I go to the buffet, if I want chicken or fish, it don't matter because I can have either one and it doesn't cost me anything more. If I want spaghetti and a salad, it doesn't cost me anything more. If I want a slice of pie, it does not cost me anything more. And see, when I come to the house of God, when I get in the buffet line, there's the buffet is spread, and there are 66 menus on the buffet. And see, in this menu, on this buffet line, whatever ails me or whatever I stand in need of, I'm able to taste and see that the Lord is good. See, if I'm worried about how I'm going to start off the buffet, I just go to Genesis and it tells me that in the beginning was God created the heavens and the earth. And then when it seems like I'm trapped and I can't get out of these problems of life, I can go to the books of Exodus, which is my way out, and I can hear God saying, just follow my leader and I'll lead you out of captivity. And then when I don't understand the law real well, I can go to the book of Leviticus. And then when I want to know my history and taste of my past, I can go to the book of Numbers and it will tell me where I come from. Is there anybody that's ready to get in the buffet line? Then sometimes when I find myself real hungry and it seems like I have nothing to eat, the psalmist just told me, said, Rigby, just get in line and said, oh, taste and see. Anybody hungry this morning? He said, that's the Lord is in this buffet line. Get cake and ice cream at no extra charge. What are you saying, Pastor? The Bible is telling me that even though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, that God will still feed me. You don't believe it? Ask Elijah. He will tell you that I was by the brook and every morning the birds would feed me in the morning and they'd bring me something else in the evening time. Are you ready to get in the buffet line? I can eat steak till I don't want any more. Eat wings till it seems like I'm starting to flap myself and sometimes the buffet line causes us to have to wait. Can I get a witness? See, sometimes you have a desire and you want some of those wings, don't you? And when you get in line, somebody, the person in front of you, got the last chicken wings. And you don't go home and say, forget those wings. You wait in line until they put some more out. That's the reason David said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he heard my cry. Just because there's no food in the pan right now, hold on. I'm finna go somewhere in a minute. I'm just talking about the buffet line. Might have to wait a few minutes until they get some more fried chicken up, but may even have to wait in the buffet line for more of anything else that I wanted. But guess what? Good things come to those who wait. Can I get a witness? Amen. Let me tell you about this buffet line. This is what Isaiah said. It says that they that wait, y'all don't hear me. Y'all ain't feeling me yet. They that wait. Somebody say it ain't no fun in the buffet line to wait. Anybody here tired of waiting? Well, let me tell you, baby, don't be tired of waiting. See, waiting allows you to get a fresh product because, see, sometimes when you get the first thing in line, you're getting yesterday's leftovers. But if I wait, God has a new word for you. The Bible says it's fresh every day. Because, see, right now, I can't eat grandmama's chicken because guess what? Grandmama has died and gone on, and that chicken would be spoiled. I'm not wrestling with grandmama's problems because I can go and eat in whatever restaurant I want to eat in right now. But the word of God tells me that it's fresh every day. Yeah. The word of God. Now, but when I stand in line, I find out that after the person that's in front of me moves, I'm able to get myself into position to receive the food that I'm desiring. And see, right now, everybody ought to be desiring the word of God. And that's the way it is with the spiritual life. God lays out a buffet line of spiritual blessings. He lays out blessings in front of us to the point that we are blessed coming in and we're blessed going out. Somebody said, what kind of blessings are you talking about, Pastor? Somebody here hadn't had no sleep. But there's a dish of sleep at the buffet. Somebody here walked the floor all night long. Says, I didn't have any peace, but there's some peace at the buffet. Think about this. And at God's blessing buffet, it's an all you can eat. See, let me tell you about Golden Corral or Shoney's. If we sat there all day, eventually the food would run out. But at God's buffet, his blessings never run out. In other words, my brothers and sisters, it's unnecessary for you to become a drink hater, a eat hater, thinking that your brother gonna eat up all, because guess what? What blessing is for you? It's for you. And nobody can eat up the dish that was got your name on it. I get sick of hearing somebody, folks saying that somebody doesn't deserve something. Y'all ever heard that too? Well, why they get so-and-so and so? They really don't deserve it because I've been coming to church and doing such and such and such and such. But guess what? My Bible tells me that that God lets it rain on the just as well
as the unjust. And second of all, the Bible said that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Everything was made and created by him. And because he owns it, he gives his stuff to who he want to give it to. Are you ready to get in the buffet line? So therefore, we can't tell God who he can bless and who he can't bless. And I'm so thankful that blessings are not in the hands of man, because man would never let me eat. But see, I can hear David saying, thou preparest a table. And y'all ever ate at the table? And see, to tell you the truth, who are we to tell God who he can and can't bless? Because most of us don't have a pot to relieve yourself in. What are you talking about, Pastor? Put it nicely, Pastor. Well, the house that you live in, it belongs to God and the mortgage company. Your car belongs to God and the finance company. Your husband and wife belong to God. Your children belong to God. And all the money that's in the bank that's got your account number on it, when you die, you're going to leave it. It belongs to God too. So how are you going to tell a God that owns everything what he can do and can't do with what's his? Tell your neighbor, you better wait your turn. Quit trying to get in line and eat my chicken. You better wait your turn. I got to go on to this buffet now. Hallelujah. I'm going to get up out of here. Now, the first item on the buffet is called the bread of life. Everybody like the hot rolls, don't you? Well, the bread is hot this morning. The word is hot this morning. Because in John 6:35, Jesus tells the people that he is the bread of life, and whoever turns to me will hunger no more. Let me tell you about the bread. You ever go to the buffet and the waitress brings you the hot rolls, and you eat so many of the hot rolls that when it's time to eat the chicken, you're really kind of full. Well, that's spiritual too, because Jesus said, I am the bread of life, and he that eats me shall hunger no more. You better eat this morning. Are you ready? Somebody better get ready to eat some of this buffet now. It's not surprising to me that Jesus would be the first thing on the buffet line, because it's through Jesus that we receive all of our blessings. Because, see, if you don't eat Jesus, you can't eat at the buffet line. That's the reason he told Thomas, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. So what he was saying is, if you want the Father to open up the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing, you got to eat Jesus first. Y'all missed that. See, God said, I will open up the windows and pull you out blessings that you won't have room enough to receive it. But see, you can't get to God till you go through Jesus. No other name whereby men might be saved but by the name of Jesus. And if you want to have life and have it abundant, you got to go through Jesus. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. The second item on the buffet today is called the meat of the word. You see, this morning, so many of us have been sipping on milk too long. See, you've been eating soft food and chopped up food, and yet your mouth is full of teeth. Something wrong with that story. See, Kamara don't like baby food no more. Amen. That stuff in that jar, she don't want that no more, because I've got some teeth. So now it's time to eat some meat, and it's time for the children of God to get off the bottle and get in the buffet line. Tell somebody to take the nipple out your mouth. See, God has kept some of us on milk because we're not able to handle real food. Because when you stay on milk, that means that you're carnal minded. See, the Bible says, I fed you with milk and not with solid food because you were not able to receive it. And some of us still are not. For we're carnal. See, where there's envy, strife, division among us, that means that you're not ready to eat off the buffet line. See, God can't put meat in your diet until we start learning how to act. Amen. Learning how to treat folk. Learning how to love folks. See, when you begin to walk in righteousness, that's when God begins to feed you the meat of the word. You better tell somebody, I'm ready for some meat now. Anybody here ready for some meat? I'm ready for some meat now. Most of us understand that when you go to the buffet, not only do they have plates, but they also have little smaller plates called saucers or salad plates. And these are used to hold the things that the plate won't hold. See, on God's buffet, there's a saucer that's used to hold salvation. See, a lot of times we've gone and been coming to church and we've been putting a whole lot of junk food on the main plate. And see, if you left it up to kids, they would go eat the dessert bar. That's all they would eat. And right now, a lot of church folk, I didn't say saved folk, a lot of church folk been putting junk food on the main plate. But if that be your case, let me tell you something. You better grab your saucer. And on this saucer, you better put your salvation. Help me, somebody. See, the reason that let me tell you why I have to put salvation on a sauce. Somebody gonna understand in a minute. See, you don't want the juice off the hot beans and greens running in your cold salad, do you? And see, the Bible says that be ye separate from the world. So we have to get a saucer to put salvation on so I don't become spotted by the things of this world. I'm going in just a second. See, the sauce of salvation separates the sheep from the goats. See, I can hear Jesus saying in Matthew chapter 25 that I will put the sheep on my right hand and the goats on my left. And what he's saying is that those on my right hand, so I don't want to tell you, come on, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom of heaven. And then those on the goat, he's going to tell me, depart from me. Never knew you. Someone said, I was hungry, gave me food, thirsty, and gave me to drink. And I hope everybody here is on the right side. Then the next item on the buffet line is called the blessing is the fruit of forgiveness. Everybody needs to eat some of this. Forgiveness. How many of you think it's a blessing to have God to forgive your sins? See, that's an important part of this meal is the understanding that God has forgiven me all of my sins. And he's cast them into a sea of forgetfulness, not to bring them up anymore. On this buffet line. But how do I digest this gift of forgiveness? This is what the word says. In order to be able to eat this fruit, there's one stipulation. You got to learn to be able to forgive other folk. Matthew 6:14 says, if you forgive men their trespasses, then our Heavenly Father will also forgive you. And then when we go to the buffet, we can fill up on some fruit. Fruit of the Spirit called love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, faith, and meekness. And you know what? God has some platters of peace. In the buffet line. Somebody say, how do I get my peace? Anybody here ready to eat some peace this morning? Isaiah 26 and 3 says, he will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. And the peace that God is talking about is not ordinary peace. I'm not talking about just sleeping at night, but it's not the peace that your spouse can give you. It's not the peace that your friends can give you just for a few minutes. But according to Philippians 4, it's the peace that surpasses all understanding. And it's a peace that will guard your hearts and mind through Jesus Christ. Are you ready to eat from the buffet line today? And when you get in the buffet line, everybody likes the refill of the tea from the waitress. Amen. But at God's buffet of blessings, you won't find any Budweiser or Coors. And instead of having kegs of beer, guess what we're going to find? Some kegs of kindness. Instead of jugs of juice, we will find jugs of joy. And not only are kindness and joy a blessing to you, but what will happen is when you come in contact with joy and peace, you will be able to spread joy and peace to other people. And see, when you spread kindness and joy, God will open doors for you. Other people will begin to bless you, and you won't understand why you're being blessed. It's all because you ate from the buffet line. But see, let me tell you, what goes around comes around. And if you spread joy, joy comes back to you. If you spread hate, anybody ever been waiting and you enjoying your meal and the waitress don't bring and come and fill up your tea fast enough and you get frustrated? And sometimes the waitress don't get there, but guess what? You can drink of this living water that never runs dry. And when you get ready for your refill, all you got to do is say, God, I need you. He fills you up. God is able. And as I get ready to leave you, I want you to know that one thing about God's items on the buffet, he has a dessert line called Desserts of Blessings. And once you've had a good meal, it's good to have some dessert. And on this dessert line, I find platters of peace, layers of love. I find that on this dessert bar, somebody said he's sweeter than a honeycomb. And see, when we think about the dessert bar, some think of chocolate, some think of vanilla, but I've learned that he's sweet, I know. And it's because we belong to Jesus that he's blessed us with every spiritual blessing. It's not by my works, but it's by the love of Jesus that he laid down his life for me as a ransom for all of us. And I'm glad this morning that I've gotten in the buffet line of blessings. I've got so many blessings that I can't tell it all. I can't taste it all. Somebody say, well, I've been coming to church a long time and I know everything about Jesus. But I tell you, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day I discover there's a new item on the buffet line. There's mercy. There's grace on the buffet line. Anybody here needs God's mercy? Somebody said, his mercy endureth forever. And then when I think about all the goodness of Jesus, and what he's done for me, I realize that I'm blessed, that I'm better than blessed. When I wake up in the morning time, guess what? I'm blessed. When I get to the noonday hour, I discover that I'm blessed. When I lay down in the evening, I realize that I'm blessed. And even late in the midnight hour, see, sometimes shown as close, but in the midnight hour, tell somebody the midnight hour, I can get up. I don't have to go to the refrigerator. I just go to the buffet. I don't have to eat peanut butter and crackers in the midnight hour. I can go to the buffet. Somebody asked me, what's on the buffet at 12 o'clock in the midnight hour? I find that the buffet is still full in the midnight hour. Jesus is still at the head of the line in the midnight hour. I can taste me some meat in the midnight hour. I can eat me some bread in the midnight hour. I can even go get me some dessert in the midnight hour. I go and I look in the refrigerator of blessings. I look inside of heaven's refrigerator. Somebody said, what do you find? I find some super water there. Because when I drink this water, I don't get thirsty no more. It never runs out. Somebody said, I went to the faucet to turn on the water. They had cut the water off. But guess what? There's some living water that flows from heaven that can't nobody cut off. The water board can't cut my water off. Then somebody said, they disconnected the power, but you can't cut the power off on the buffet line because Jesus, he's got the power. Anybody here ready to get in line? What do you want in line? It's your choice. You can get some meat. You can get some bread. You can get some water. You can get some dessert. You can get some salad. And he will, God will, he'll fill you up. And then when I look at Isaiah 55 and 1, somebody said, I ain't got no money to go to Shoney's. I don't have any money to go to Golden Corral. I don't have any money to go to Ryan. But he said, ho to everybody. If you're thirsty, come to the water. Even if you have no money, he said, come buy and eat without price. I'm so glad I can go to the buffet. Anybody ready to go to the buffet? They tell me, come over here. The table is spread. They tell me, when I get to heaven, I'm going to feast on milk and honey in the buffet line. Anybody here ready to go to the buffet line? Get up, quit eating short order. God has got a buffet where the food won't ever run out. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Anybody here know that God is good? Tell somebody he's good. He's good. He's good. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. I tell you, Jesus, the bread of life. I say, bread of heaven. Bread of heaven. Yeah, feed me. Tell him to feed you. Tell him to feed you. Feed me till I won't no more. I'm calling on the bread of heaven to feed me. And after he feed me, after I rock and go eat in the buffet line, anybody get sleepy after you eat in the buffet line? They tell me he rocks me in the cradle of his arm. After I get out of the buffet line, he lets me sleep at night. He gives me perfect peace. And early, tell somebody, early in the morning, I get up. I don't eat no cereal. I just step back to the buffet line. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't believe you ready. I don't believe you ready. Tell somebody I'm ready to get in the buffet line. I ain't through yet. Take anybody ready? Anybody ready? Anybody ready? I'm ready. I'm I'm ready. I'm ready. Hey, hey, hey. To eat in the buffet line. Taste and see that the Lord is good. All you gotta do is just ask him. Say, Father, I scratch my hands to you. No help I know. Won't nobody help me, Jesus. But if it wasn't for the Lord on my side, where would I be today? He knows. He knows how much we can bear. If you're hungry this morning, you need to get in the buffet line. Come meet a man. Come meet a man that's able to feed you, that's able to close you. He's able. He's able. Anybody know he's able? Anybody know he's able? Anybody know he's able? God will. God will. God will pull you out of blessing. And the last thing about God's buffet line, the food is always fresh. Don't have to eat no leftovers. His word is fresh every day. Anybody tired of eating leftovers? Anybody tired of eating cold food? Come get you a hot meal. He's hot. He's hot. He's nourishing. He's nourishing. And every day I feast on him. Will there be one this morning that says, I want to come and eat from the buffet line? See, God has so many blessings that he has to pass out for us. And I know you've been coming to church and you think you've tasted of the word of God. We ain't touched it. We ain't touched it yet. See, when you begin to eat, the better he tastes. And the more you eat, the more you grow. And then God keeps on putting new blessings in front of you, blessings you've never seen before, that you've never experienced before. And you begin to ask yourself, God, how did this happen? And you discover that it was nothing but Jesus that brought you through. Quit eating sandwiches where you can eat from the buffet. Somebody said, what is eating sandwiches? Sandwiches is when you hear a sermon every now and then and then look at TV. But that TV ministry is fine. But see, when you get ready to eat, go look at a picture of some food and see if it fills you up. See, I can't eat that apple that's in the magazine. And even though I'm reading, I can't eat the food that he fed the 5,000 when I'm reading this. But see, when I come into the presence of God and the word is out there and it's so thick that I can cut it with a knife, you can eat at the buffet. All right, all right, all right. Whatever you want this morning that's tired of eating junk food, snack food, you can eat at the buffet. Let's give God some praise right now. He's worthy.